journalists across the U.S. put together the State Integrity Investigation Report Card. Betsy Russell wrote the section on Idaho. She covers state government for the Spokesman Review.
There are a lot of basic accountability laws that Idaho doesn't have that most other states do. And that includes financial disclosure for public officials, revolving door laws about going directly from government service into lobbying or private industry, an independent ethics commission, and a number of others.
Idaho still doesn't have these laws, but it's not for lack of trying. Democratic leaders made ethics reform a priority before the session began. Here's Senate Minority Leader Edgar Malapai back in January.
We need to behave in a very ethical way, and the only way that we need to do that is for us as legislators, leadership, to work together to bring about some sweeping changes in our ethics law.
Legislation on an independent ethics commission and financial disclosure requirements so far have only been talked about in the hallways. The Integrity Report Card comes out as an internal ethics panel investigates Republican State Senator Monty Pierce of New Plymouth.
Prior to the debate, I'd like to simply state that I could have a possible conflict of interest. I've had oil and gas leases on my ranch since early 80s.
That's Pierce on the Senate floor last week. Lawmakers can vote on bills if they disclose a conflict of interest. But Democrats say Pierce should have made this known before nearly two dozen prior votes on oil and gas issues this session. As the State Integrity Investigation shows, better disclosure laws in Idaho would make it easier to monitor public officials' ethics. A Senate panel meets this morning to investigate the charges against Pierce. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.